Porque vivimos chico, vivimos bien.
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWords.com.
What broke him down? Was it
broken body function?
I was hitting him with body function. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying your big was crying when you hit him? When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingWords.com.
So that you knew you had him by that
absolutely
time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were cuffing and taking those punches.
Deeply Nasty Productions.
Making women's justice like, oh, oh, oh.
Let's go, champ. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We are back. I think today's what? Third
episode? Work. It's me, work.
Yeah, it's about the third episode. We're just doing what we do, brushing a little dirt off our shoulders, keeping things moving. A lot of boxing talk. Obviously, now that we have moved on and moved forward with the reality of Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder not fighting one another, we have to move on with the reality that Deontay is also going to move on. Since we now have Anthony Joshua seeming to have a fight with Alexander Povetkin, we're looking at the signs and trying to figure out, is there any truth to Dominic Brazil, his mandatory status, the fact that Kevin Ioli 28 minutes ago of Yahoo Sports reported on the failed negotiations between Anthony Joshua and Deontay Wilder and insinuated that Dominic Brazil and Wilder will be fighting, had a deal in place. We have audio from Dominic Brazil saying that the fight should take place end of July. We're just going to put the pieces out there. But there's also an Instagram post from Dominic Brazil about an hour ago saying, you know, here comes trouble. Hashtag Team Brazil. Hashtag someone's got to pay. He added the WBC boxing and he added Premier Boxing Champions. I mean, I don't know. But let's get on out to our co-hosts in the New Jersey's Garden State.
I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal, the most vicious, and most ruthless champion that ever been. There's no one to stop me.
Lynch is a conqueror.
No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody.
I'm
Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart.
Get up!
Yeah, Doomy in the building, and it looks like everything's unraveled. AJ's fighting Povetkin, and it seems as though that Wilder's going to fight Brazil. Here comes Big Trouble, and it's like Big Trouble with beef behind it. So it's this is what we're getting, folks. This is what we're getting, and I ain't mad at you. I mean, ever since they had that little beef, I guess there was a lot of stirs about them fighting, you know. So shit, man, let's have it. Can't wait to get into this topic.
I told you. Fuck you.
Fuck Wilder Wednesday or what?
Fuck Wilder Wednesday, you know it.
Trying to act all big and bad in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
So Robles in Brazil saying it's fuck Wilder Wednesdays. Today's Wednesday, right? We're spot on with that one.
Yep.
It is Wednesday. Is it fuck Wilder Wednesday? How do I feel about this fight? Immediate reaction is, why? I look at it like he gains nothing. Joshua beat this man. I feel the same way I feel when Joshua faced Eric Molina.
So he gains nothing out of this fight? I mean, does AJ gain anything with Povetkin?
Does AJ gain anything with – I mean, Povetkin has always been a dark horse. He's always at least given us the – belief that he presents danger. He's knocked out some top level heavyweights, and he's only lost to Vladimir Klitschko.
Yeah, but so you're, I mean, to me, in my opinion, Brazil is a more of a threat than Povetkin is. So I guess that's where we're going to have to differ.
All right. Explain that.
I mean, Brazil's more dangerous. To me, he's more dangerous. First of all, Povetkin has that whole aura of Povetkin. So it's like any of his knockouts and stuff like that that had a lot of luster on it, it doesn't have so much luster.
You mean Povetkin, not Povetkin. You mean Povetkin.
Povetkin. All right. So, you know, they dubbed him that. So all the luster is kind of like smacked out of a lot of his knockouts and stuff. I see Brazil as the real deal. Bigger guy.
Real deal. Amir Mansour, who I'm actually texting with right now, he's got a fight with Sergey Kuzmin in New York City. He's an 11-0, 12-0 prospect out of Russia, number two Russian in the world.
Oh, shit.
Moving up. So, yeah, I mean, Brazil got lucky that he punched. Some would say, because I don't believe in luck in boxing, your fist caused the damage that some want to misinterpret as luck. But there is a general consensus, an argument out there that Amir was winning the Brazil fight. Amir, who is very old, Amir Mansour, from Delaware in the Philadelphia area. He was winning that Brazil fight, and Brazil came from behind with the punch that caused calls Amir to bite down on his tongue and then not being able to move forward because of the laceration to the tongue. You're smiling. What don't you like?
No, I'm smiling because somebody on the chat says Brazil lays down more than a cheap hooker. But look, we understand that he's had some hard fights, some really hard fights.
Hard fights is another
AJ. I mean, he lost to the champ.
Dude, AJ's not the only hard fight. His last fight with Anugu or Izu, we'll go with his first name. His last name, I mean, the last fight with Izu, bro, that was a tough fight. Even he, we're going to go to the audio later, but even he says it was tough.
I mean, he fought Molina, and he stopped Molina. He made him retire.
What Molina? Eric, the one that was already KO'd by Wilder and Anthony Joshua in the heavyweight division. Two KOs by the two top of the division, the two most knockout punching. Come on, man. Combined, they got 59 knockouts. Of course, Molina's done. You'll go in there and beat Molina at this point.
Nah, I thought I'd do that. But Izu, God, his name is so hard. Izu
Uzi.
Uzi.
That's his first.
He KO'd him.
Izunu. I think it was Izunu. Yeah, but that look how small Izunu was compared next to him.
But Uzi was a tough guy. See, the thing is, only because he's small. I mean, when you got a guy that's a tough guy, and you know he's going shot for shot, he's coming in on you too. You're gonna have it's a heavyweight division, man. You're gonna have a battle. You're not gonna look the best if you get into a slugfest in the heavyweight division unless you have knockout power. But Dominic Brazil to me presents a bigger danger, being as he's the bigger guy, lengthier. I mean, he's experienced now. He's fought champions. I mean,
I don't see how he finds the answers. He couldn't find the answers versus Joshua. Like he couldn't find the answers versus Joshua. How's he gonna do it now?
I mean, it's not like you could totally prepare for a guy like Joshua Wilder, bro. You know what I mean? You can't totally prepare, but what you can do is take these championship fights and have them under your belt and the experience it brings with it. And I feel like he's going to come in more confident against Wilder than he did coming in against AJ.
Who's more popular in your opinion? Who do you know more, Dominic Brazil or Dillian White?
Dillian White's. I'm going to say he's a lot more popular. I'm not even going to argue.
Well, there you go. I mean, is Deontay really going to get $4 million for fucking Dominic Brazil?
Now, the reason he is because
Dillian White, at least, hold on a minute. At least Dillian White has dropped Joshua. Someone correct me if I'm wrong. In the amateurs, did he not drop him or holds a win over Joshua and at least wobbled him in the professional ranks? But Dominic Brazil did what to Joshua?
I mean, he stood up to him, I guess. Listen, styles make fights too, right? I mean, these guys, AJ came in really emotional fighting Dillian White. You know, he went out of the zone and started slugging it out, right? So, I mean, it was a different AJ versus Brazil than it was then against Dillian White.
I don't know. Look, I would have liked Brazil to maybe face a Dillian White Ortiz winner. I remember that was talked about, and that didn't happen. So maybe Brazil Ortiz face each other, but for Brazil to come off a loss and beat a Zunu and all of a sudden get a Wilder fight, it's crazy.
But he's a mandatory, is he not?
Yeah, but he's not. He's rated number two, but he's somehow the mandatory when Dillian White is the silver champ. It's a mess. A huge fiasco is all I know.
I still think this is a look, man. It has a lot of attention on it. I believe this.
What attention? Who's
that beef? People love beef. People.
Nobody's talking about Dominic Brazil and Deontay Wilder, let alone that beef.
All right, look. It just came out really out in the open that now it's like almost solidified, or it is already solidified, I guess, that he's gonna fight him. I mean, who else is out there for Wilder? Who else is out there that's gonna that's in the schedule, I guess, that they can get? Because
there's Tyson Fury isn't available. He's scheduled for August 18th. Povetkin is in talks. Bellew, he don't want none of Wilder. Miller is in talks with Pulev in Bulgaria. Ortiz should be suspended or coming off of suspension due to being knocked out. Parker is tied up with Dillian White. Adam Wanocki, at least he's undefeated, but some would say that he might be too green. He's only 17-0. But then you got Dominic Brazil. That what? He's only 19-1. So it's like, yo, he's only got 20 fights. You know what I mean? So you could do Wanocki if you at least wanted to go a different route.
You know what I mean? And we know there's a couple of heavyweights out there. Like you just mentioned, Adam Wanocki. I mean,
nothing sexy though. I mean, obviously Dominic Brazil is more known than fucking Wanocki, but Dillian White is way more known than Wanocki.
Wanocki has a huge file. You know, the Polish people, man, they stand behind the champions. He gets into a fight with Wilder, it'll definitely garner attention. I'll tell you that much. I've been in the stadiums with Polska. So I don't know. I don't know. When's the last fight Adam had? Has he been busy?
Yeah, I mean, Adam just had a fight. Remember, he beat. Let me see here. He just was on TV. Excuse me, hit the wrong one.
So that's why, you know, I really have no really. If I want to see Wilder fight before the year's over, I mean, Brazil's not.
He beat Arthur Spielka, and then he beat some dude no one ever heard of.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt that they, you know, they throw him in there with the champ. But I mean, who knows, right? I mean,
well, I think he's WBC number nine. We interviewed him on the show. He let us know he was like number nine. So,
and we seen him in sparring. He's a hell of a pressure fighter. He's good, man. I like his stuff. Go shot for shot all day.
So I mean, so you like Brazil as the next matchup? I mean, what is it that you think what sort of dangers does he present to Wilder in your opinion?
I mean, look, man, you saw Luis Ortiz when he was able to get in on Wilder and land those shots. You know, we saw Wilder first, second. I mean, I know that your heels came off the ground when you thought that Luis Ortiz might have just been able to finish him, but he couldn't. I mean, the champ stood tall, and he survived those heavy shots. But, you know, you're talking about a guy that was much smaller than him, you know. And now you're talking about a guy in Dominic Brazil who's just as tall and heavier. You're talking about 250 pounds, you know, solid guy. And when he starts hitting to the body, you know, I don't care what you say.
I don't know about solid. I mean, he seems a little fluffy to me.
You have always said that. You've always said that. But, I mean, I'm not talking about a guy that's super cut, you know.
I mean, Izunu was solid. Joshua was solid.
I guess, you know, though, when I say solid is the guy ain't no fat so either. You know what I mean? He has muscle behind that.
I mean, you got to pick him out of a lineup with Chris Areola and Adam Wanocki. You can't put him in the lineup with Anthony Joshua.
Look, I'll tell you where Wilder has some problems with Brazil, and it's in punch count. I mean, I'll tell you, Brazil, his volume punching is pretty freaking good, and he goes to the body a lot. So he's not going to be the guy that's going to sit out there and try to box Wilder on the outside, knowing everybody knows about the bomb that comes with that right hand. So expect Brazil to be on the inside, laying those body shots, trying to make it ugly. I mean, when he makes it ugly, man, he has success, bro.
Well, listen, if you're watching this, if you're just joining the live stream or you're already here checking it out, don't forget to hit that thumbs up button. You know, whether you enjoy the topic or the fight, right? Because it's like you guys don't like the fight, so you're not really showing the love to the hardworking YouTube channel. Like,
yeah, you know what it is, though? Let the fans know, like, Brazil's out there talking shit, you know? He's talking the smack, and he seems confident. He seems confident.
It's on a thumbnail. He's the one took to his Twitter. He's the one insinuating that a Wilder fight is coming. He's the one saying, I'm ready to shake up the heavyweight division. You know, he's adding the WBC. You know, he's adding Premier Boxing Champions, you know, where the fight would obviously be taking place. I don't know. What else could we do? All we're doing is pointing at the signs and you know, making you guys aware of what's going on.
I thought he had a chance with AJ when he fought AJ. I don't know if you remember that. I mean,
Yeah, but you always, you know, that's you pick the underdog. You like that underdog. It's all good.
Freddie Tracks.
Let's go to some audio.
Luis Ortiz and Dillian Whyte have been ordered by the WBC to fight for a mandatory position. What does that mean as far as your position as a mandatory challenger for the WBC?
I think it's a second runner-up type of a situation. I know Dillian Whyte's got the silver WBC silver belt. I'm the WBC mandatory. Ortiz just lost a tough, hard fight to Wilder. And I think it was such a good fight for him that the WBC gave him that opportunity. In doing so, he's going to have to fight a guy, a top competitor, in myself or in Dillian Whyte. They chose Dillian Whyte because of the fact that they know that I'm waiting for my opportunity for Deontay Wilder. I'm WBC mandatory. I've been working at this for the last 2.5-3 years, and I'm finally getting the opportunity to get my shot at the heavyweight championship.
Yeah, man. And do you feel like, you know, this is a moment in your career that you're really embracing, being that you've fought for a title, and now you're going to get possibly another chance at it?
Yeah, man. Some people never get one chance. I'm getting my second opportunity at it. Man, it's my Super Bowl, man. I did 16 years of football. Never once did I get a chance to see the gridiron and play professional ball. I turned into boxing, you know, 10 years ago now. And it's been just an uphill climb. I'm finally getting there. And not that I'm at the mountaintop, because it's just one belt that I want to get in many, but I'm finally getting another opportunity to make a dream come true.
Yeah, man. Okay, Lance, if the Wilder fight does...
I just want to stop it right there and remind everybody that this guy got a title shot versus Anthony Joshua, right, based off two fights. Fred Kassie and Amir Mansour. All right? And now he's getting the Wilder fight, if he does get it, based off two fights. Azunu, we never heard of you. And Eric fucking I already lost a bunch of times, Molina. I don't understand what's going on.
Happen next. What's next for you? Are you going to stay active, or are you going to kind of wait around and force them to make
I'm always going to stay active, man. I'm always going to stay ready. But that Wilder fight is definitely going to happen, man. I'm not going to sit back and wait and hope and pray. Like, no, the Wilder fight is definitely happening. I don't care what he's saying about fighting Joshua. I don't care how many bags of money he's going to offer him. He's got to come through me first before he even gets a chance to go across the pond.
Yeah.
The voice of the people, the boxing voice. Make sure you...
Shout out to Aaron Cantu that conducted that interview. Shout out to Larry Merchant saying, it's not too soon for Wanaki. Some people test themselves before 40 fights. Ooh, shots fired. That's why I can't wait for the fight, because these ridiculous jokes, you know? It's like we still talking resume when we obviously see that they're the two best heavyweights in the division. They still want Wilder to go fight someone.
Is that Larry Merchant on the Super Chat?
Yeah, that was Larry Merchant on the Super Chat. Superty chat, Larry Merch. What up? We got one more audio clip for you. We'll let you know when it comes on.
So it says not too soon for Wanaki. So
yeah, 6'7", man. Yeah, 6'7". Probably 6'8" with shoes on, but yeah, 6'7", 3/4", but knowing each other.
6'7", and he used to be a quarterback, man. I think that you've improved immensely since the Joshua defeat. Those two next fights you won were big, especially that Ugonu fight. You showed a lot of heart. And then can you kind of just talk about the Molina fight? I didn't get a chance to watch it. I feel like that fight kind of went under the radar.
Yeah, definitely. The Molina fight went under the radar, man. A veteran guy. I don't think a lot of fans wanted to see it. They don't give him respect, man. He moves a lot. Most heavyweights don't move a lot. I ended up chasing him down the town all that long.
finally landed a solid right hand, put him down to the mat, and then after that, broke his spirit. Referee ended up calling the fight after he got hurt. The Izu fight, on the other hand, man, you know, that was a war. And hopefully I never got to be in a situation like that again, but I understand experience-wise, I've been there, I've done it, and I can do it again. When you win round of the year at Ring Magazine, man, that's saying a lot, man. He knocked me down, I knocked him down, then I knocked him out of the ring. That's huge.
Yeah, you showed a lot of heart, just like Wilder showed in his last fight. What is your outlook on that fight, the Wilder fight?
Well, my situation, man, I'm, like you said, the WBC mandatory. I've been looking forward to it for some time now. I fought on a couple of Zenit cards. We had some personal business to score off outside of the ring, which I definitely want to score off on the inside of the ring. Ortiz did a great job that night with Wilder, fighting him, boxing him, working different angles, doing things like that. But when it came time to close the door, when he had Wilder hurt, he didn't. Majority of the time and all the time that I hurt somebody in the ring, I'm in finishing the game. You wobble in front of me, you blink an eye the wrong way, I'm going to come get you. Ortiz, unfortunately, didn't do that. He didn't close the door and didn't come out victorious that night. Wilder did.
Yeah, man. And do you feel like your length and your size will present problems to Deontay Wilder? Because he hasn't really faced anybody your size.
Right. I don't think he's faced anybody as tall as him, maybe definitely not as long as him. We might have the same reach. But at the same time, you know, a guy like Wilder does so many things unorthodox, it might not pay a difference to him. But the one thing that will pay a difference is when I land a shot on his chin and he says, oh, man, this dude's got some phenomenal power. I think he stood, you know, 6'6", 214 in his last fight. I'm 6'7", 250, you know, solid. Like, it's going to be a hell of a difference when I land a shot compared to a guy who's 230, 235 pounds landing a shot.
Do you think Wilder gets away with some of his antics because of his size and just his athleticism? Why do you think he gets away with it, man?
Yeah, I don't think he gets away with it, man. Like, you know, anytime you get a bigger, longer, stronger guy against a shorter guy, I mean, it's going to happen every time. I think Riddick Bowe told Holyfield one time, you know, a great little guy never beats a good big guy.
Yeah.
We get big guy. We got the range. We got the speed. We got the power. If I'm bigger than you, I'm stronger than you, and I got a reach on you, but you're the same individual, but just a little bit shorter, every time I'm winning.
Last question, Brazil, because, like I said, I think your length presents problems for him, man. Is that something specifically in training you've been focused on? Maybe using your range, using your distance a little more to your advantage?
Yeah. You know, it's one thing is I'm hard-headed, man. I like to fight. I encourage the fight sometimes. And a lot of the times my trainer, Manuel, does a phenomenal job pulling me out of the fire. It's one thing to have to be in the fire. It's another thing to have to engage in the fire. So, yes, we have been working a lot of range, a lot of jabs, a lot of straight right hands. Just lead shots, you know, keeping a strong base, being tall and long, and making the 6'7 work for my advantage.
Yeah, man, because if you do that, dude, theoretically, man, nobody should be able to touch you in places that you can touch them.
Right.
Use that range, man. So, yeah. The lefty, man, we're looking forward to you back in the ring.
Appreciate it, man. I'm probably going to do it this summer. You know, if everything works out in my favor, WBC mandatory, I'll be fighting for the heavyweight championship this July.
Keep grinding, man, from Alhambra, California. Dominic,
yeah. Trouble. Yo, he said July. That's why I forced everyone to go to the end. He said by July, dude. It's June 27th.
Yeah, that shit ain't happening. That shit ain't happening in no July. But, I mean, he had a certain picture painted, but that shit ain't happening probably until like August or September, right around the same. Do you think they would compete, AJ versus Povetkin?
I don't think they should compete, but maybe they, you know, it looks like Showtime lost the rights to Joshua's fight because they're talking about DAZN for the U.S. streaming network. If that's true, then my idea won't work. If it's not true, and my idea will work, which is having Wilder kind of on the same day, different, you know, the AJ obviously will be 5 o'clock, then have Wilder at 9 o'clock on that Saturday, maybe the 22nd of September.
Where does this fight happen if it does manifest? Where does it happen?
I want to hope that Wilder brings him to Alabama or Birmingham. Well, I mean, Alabama is Birmingham, but takes him to Birmingham maybe. Because he's the A side, right? And I'm sure he doesn't really want this fight. So yeah.
Damn. If this ain't a Vegas.
Oh no. No, we do have callers, but they haven't pressed one, so we gotta run. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts, you know me. Still got a little bit of faith in Brazil. And making it a good enough fight so that the people get an entertaining fight. You know what I mean? These guys, Wilder and AJ, I speak of. It's not happening this year. Let's stick behind our champions
and see him out on these, from what I think, of tough matchups. So see who comes out on top in the end. 2019, let's make it happen. And that's me. Facebook, Alexander Linez. You catch me on IG, Alex underscore Doomsday underscore Linez, L-A-I-N-E-Z. And don't forget to check us out on Patreon. Check out all the exclusive footage.
Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. And don't forget you can hit that thumbs up in the future, present, past. Drop us those 5-star reviews on iTunes. It helps with the visibility of the show. And definitely leave your comments in the comment section. Any suggestions, any shows that you might want to see, any topics you want talked about next, drop it in the comment section. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. Until the next one, deuce.